And the final coach on today's teleconference is Ohio State's Kevin McGough. The Buckeyes went 28-7 last season, earning a share of the Big Ten Championship and advancing to the NCAA Sweet 16 for the second year in a row. Ohio State welcomes back four starters and four of its top five scorers from a year ago, led by two-time Big Ten Player of the Year and first-team All-American Kelsey Mitchell and All-Big Ten honoree Sierra Calhoun and Stephanie Mavunga. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Great. Thanks for having me on today. I'm excited to be talking to you guys. And you know, I like our team so far. We've worked really hard. We obviously have some very good players back, and we're a little bit farther along than we probably have been the last couple of years. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach McGough.
Hi, Michelle.
I guess I had two questions for you. First, in terms of Mavunga's health, I know that was an issue with some different injuries last year. How is she now, and how big of a senior year do you expect from her?
Stephanie is in, knock on wood, great health, and she has had an unbelievable off season. She's gotten in the best shape of her life. She's really taken just her physical stature to another level, and I've actually never been around a player in over 20 years of coaching who's done more in terms of her diet to change her body, and she looks great, and she's playing well. She's really getting up down the floor, and she's doing a wonderful job right now.
And with the Final Four being in Columbus, is that something you incorporate in terms of motivation with this team? Is it something you talk about, or do you feel like as veteran as they are, maybe they don't need reminders of that? Does it fit in anywhere into some of the things you talk to them about, the fact that there in Columbus?
Yeah, we've talked. I mean, obviously they know. We all know. But we've talked about it, and that's something certainly we would love to be a part of that, and that would be a great for our program and for this community. And I don't want it at the forefront of what we do and what we talk about on a daily basis, but it is a reminder and kind of a backdrop type thing in terms of motivation.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Vera Jones, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
Hi, Vera. I'm great.
Kelsey Mitchell's a senior. The Final Four is in Columbus. It's like a made-for-TV movie waiting to happen. Obviously, you have to keep yourself grounded. You have to keep your team grounded, and I'm guessing that you have to do that strategically. So what is the strategy? What has to happen in order to get you there to that Final Four? What are the three or four big things that are a must from your team this season?
Well, obviously, you know, like I said earlier, like we've talked about it, and we all know we want to do it, and that's something we aspire to do. It's not what we talk about on a daily basis. So we try to have a great process every single day about making sure we get better and we take steps towards building an identity that will allow us to get there. And specifically within that, to your point, you know, we know we have to get better defensively. We have to be a better rebounding team. I think those would be the two biggest things. We've proven we can score the basketball. We can play fast. We can press and speed other people up. But can we get enough stops in the half court, and can we get the ball back, I think are two questions that we have to answer, you know, before we you know, decide if we're going to be in Columbus or not here at Final Four.
Excellent. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. And good
luck. Thank you.
Your next question is from Ralph Bernarchik, Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach McGough. Looking forward to seeing you and your program later this season. It's really easy on Kelsey Mitchell, Coach. Where have you challenged her and everything she's already accomplished individually? Where have you challenged her to get better and fine-tune her game ahead of her senior year?
Well, just to be to take the next step, to just be a little more efficient. And one of the things I think was really great for her in this offseason, she played with USA Basketball in the summer on the U23 team that went to Tokyo. And I think that was a great experience for her, playing with other great players, just taking steps towards making sure the team runs smoothly as a point guard, making sure she communicates with her teammates, making sure they execute at a high level. And then also she was with the national team in Santa Barbara when they had training camp at the end of September and early October. And so same thing there. Just coming out of there with a little more sense of what it means to be a great leader, what it means to lead a team from the point guard position, and what it means to make sure that we execute at a high level.
And to follow up, Coach, who's perhaps someone that's more playing more in a role player position, but clearly has a lot of skill and ability in your program, but who's someone that's maybe taken a big step forward from a role player perspective, or someone that looks like they're certainly going to star in their role for you?
Well, I really like what Jensen Coretti's done in the offseason. She was a freshman last year, and we had a lot of players on the roster, and she didn't get a ton of minutes to show what she can do, but she's extremely talented. She's a great athlete, and she's really taken some positive steps, and you know, I think this is a year where she kind of break through and have a big impact on our season.
Thank you, Coach McGuff.
Thank you.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Your final question is from Christy Winterscott, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Hi, Christy. Wonderful.
Good. With everything in mind, and you've been to the Sweet 16 the past two seasons, but what's it going to take to break through that and push for a national championship in terms of philosophy and team culture?
Yeah, great question. I one of the things, I really like this team. And, you know, not that I haven't liked teams before, but I think we have probably more of the just right people in the program at this particular moment in time than we ever have. And I'm hoping that, you know, from a chemistry and culture standpoint, that's going to allow us to push through and to hopefully be playing at our highest level when we get to March.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.